Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
We're talking about funerals and trends and what people are seeing, maybe making funerals more fun. And someone that helps people decide what they want to do at the end is Paul Freed. He's the owner of I Made the Arrangements. Hi, Paul. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, John. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I love this. First of all, tell us what you do at I Made the Arrangements. It's a great website, easy to use, and seems like really useful for folks.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, in thinking about end-of-life planning, funerals, we live in a death-denying culture. Talking about this is a taboo subject that, you know, our parents never wanted to talk about. So the problem here, right, most people avoid end-of-life planning because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? It's overwhelming and sometimes even morbid, right? But when we don't plan ahead, right, we leave behind confusion, you know, arguments, financial stress, right? And we do this to the people that we love most, right? You know, I think about planning, you know, a funeral is a life cycle event. And most people spend 2 years planning a wedding. And, you know, statistically in our country, I hate to break the news to anybody, but, you know, that marriage is going to last 8 years. Yet nobody takes the time to plan for their funeral, their end of life. Look, it's something I've often thought about and always thought about my own mortality, thought about, you know, maybe even preparing a eulogy that I could kind of videotape and have that played. So, you know, so with that, I came up with this this platform. We developed a website. And in this website, you go in, you can plan your funeral and lay out the logistics. Do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? What do you want done with your ashes? And as you said, people are, you know, we were kicking around taglines and we wanted to say, you know, hey, like, why not put the fun in your funeral?
Right?
You know, lighten up this topic a little bit, talk about it. So within our site, you can do all that, right? So you can plan your funeral. It's a fill in the blank, check the box questionnaire. And when you're done, the system will email you back a hard copy. So now you can share that with your loved ones so that everybody knows exactly what you want. Look, this is the casket I want. Here's where I want to be buried, or here's what I want done with my ashes. Let's go to the beach. Let's have a party. You know, here's the music I want played. You can create a will. You can create an advance directive or a living will. One of the things that we do, we ask you to assign what we call a wish keeper. Think along the lines of an executor, John. So they'll have limited access to your profile while you're alive. Their key role is to enter the date you pass away. And then they'll have full access to kind of help carry out these wishes that you've laid out. So you can go in, you can add contacts. You can create a notification of passing. So now once that wish keeper enters the date you pass away, all your contacts will get an email from you letting them know that you've passed.
Wow.
Right? You know, how many times have you run into this situation? You know, you bump into an old school buddy and they tell you about the passing of a mutual friend. And, you know, it's like, wow, I wish I would have known.
I had no idea.
Yeah. To the funeral. And it's not that you were overlooked. It's just you had this family that, you know, they had 24 to 48 hours to put together this funeral or this end-of-life celebration while they're completely distraught, right? And naturally, people are going to get overlooked. So within our site, you can write your own obituary. You can write your own eulogy. You can upload a video eulogy. We have a feature we call Final Thoughts where you can choose a particular contact. You can queue up emails to go out after you pass away.
I love that.
You can set that to a particular calendar date. I think you recently became a dad, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Think about that, right? Like sending birthday wishes out, right?
Well, I mean, it's a one-stop shop for all this stuff.
You know, it's you can securely store all your account information so that your loved ones know exactly what it is. Here's the gym membership to cancel.
Wow.
Whatever it is, we sync with Spotify. You can create a playlist, and along the way, you can leave notes for your wish keeper. You know, like, hey, you know, play these songs of an end of life celebration.
This is all great. Sorry, I have a couple questions already coming in on the text line, so I want to get to them, Paul. Someone said, you know, hey, I'm dead. I don't really care. I want to celebrate when I'm alive. And actually, that was one of the things I was reading about, that more people are doing kind of living funerals, if they maybe have an illness and they know that there's, you know, an end date somewhat near. Have you heard of this too?
Yes, for sure. And you know, what's interesting is younger generations, the Gen Xers, Gen Zers are more open to this. When I started this project about 2 years ago, my due diligence was kind of thinking about the baby boomers, right? Like, you know, people are kind of getting up there, and then some of the baby boomers, their parents are still around. So it's like, hey, you know, you can sit down with your parents, kind of go through this. But you know what? The baby boomers still are a little uncomfortable talking about this. Mm-hmm. If you Google around, and you can, there's a lot of these influencers out there now, morticians, embalmers, and they've got these incredible followings. So, you know, it's the younger generations that are more open to this. And people are, you know, as you said in your opening, people are having a little more fun with this. And it's great to see. I mean, listen, you know, when you think about death, and again, right, we are a death-denying culture. There's no doubt about it. And everything that we're taught about this is dark, right? And I ask you for give me an image of death. It's like, you know, the Grim Reaper, right? This dark, like hooded caricature with a sickle coming at you. But yet, if you talk to people that have been revived, there's almost a commonality where they talk about this bright light they saw.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yet everything that we're taught is dark. Funeral attire, black, right? You know, funeral homes, my God, I mean, some of the dreariest places on earth. I tell my children, please take my urn, go to the beach. Here's what I want. I want some good sushi. I want some great music. Tell some stories, shed a few tears, but laugh more.
At least a few tears. That's what I'm saying. But yes, the laughter is there. Paul, I gotta scoot. I think this is fascinating. imadethearrangements.com, and I just encourage people to check it out and just start thinking about it. I like what you said at the beginning, that we leave this burden to our kids or our family, this incredible burden. If you can ease that just a little bit while they're also dealing with grief, they're going to be thankful for it in the long run. Whether you have a fun one or a traditional one, whatever it is, that's interesting.
And I'll leave you with this. You know, again, this isn't about death. This is really about peace of mind.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well said. Paul, we'll have to have you on again. I don't know if we should call this segment The Business of Dying. Now, maybe The Business of Funerals. I don't know. We'll come up with a name. That's Paul Fried joining us now. imadethearrangements.com. Okay. Appreciate Paul coming on. Bill immediately called in. He's a funeral director in Wisconsin, Bill?
Yes.
Are you seeing more fun funerals these days?
You know, I am, John. I'm seeing more funerals that celebrate someone's life. However, I appreciated Paul's comments that, we deny death. However, I have a difficult time with people that say, this is what I want. Because the people that are left are the people that have to have the funeral. And I'm not talking expensive caskets. I love the idea of the celebration of life before death. I think that is very cool. That's a very cool trend. But I also seem, you know, I've had cases where people say, especially men, where when I die, I want nothing but a party. And they're killed. And the spouse is left with saying, wait, I need to grieve.
Yeah, that's
fair.
This
isn't a party.
This isn't for you. You're gone.
This correct.
Is,
correct.
I find that interesting. Maybe it's a balance, right?
To put in some of your wishes of
what it is, but leave the wiggle room for the family to do what they need to do as well at this moment.
Correct. I've told my old family, you know, I want a traditional funeral, but you do what you need. Mm. I'm single, so I have no spouse. But, you know, the point is you do what you need. At that point, I'm gone. What do you need to do to remember my life, to go on? Now, for me to say I want a beach party and I'm killed in a car accident.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
not
a fair
a beach
point.
Party.
Hey, Bill, I got to go to the news. I really appreciate your perspective. It wasn't a counter to what Paul said. It was an addendum, and I liked it. It was important.
Not at all. Exactly. I agree with what he said.
All right. That's interesting. I'm curious other people's thoughts. Thanks for calling in, Bill. Good luck with everything. Let's keep Bill's number. I might want to we'll add him to the new segment, The Business of Dying. And whoever else is calling in right now, 312-981-7200. 708, John, regarding funerals. I have a close friend who told our group of friends that if she goes before the rest of us, she wants wailing, flailing, and rending of garments at her funeral, the ripping up of them. 262, people who don't want a funeral are selfish to the loved ones who are left behind because that's part of the grieving process. This is sad. My dad didn't do anything for my mom after she passed unexpectedly. Still feel that I never fully got to grieve my mother, and I feel very hurt. Well, yeah, and I think that that was an interesting little exchange between Paul, who runs the funeral website, saying, go plan your own thing, and then the funeral director saying, but what about your family who wants to grieve in certain ways? Gary wanted to chime in. Gary, we got a minute. What do you got for me, my friend?
You know, I'm a funeral director in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, wow.
And we had a family. The grandma passed away. She came from Denmark and came to the United States with a sewing machine. And it's going that way, you know, with the celebration of life. And they put the sewing machine, you know, like on a table by her casket. And the family really liked it. People were talking. They didn't know that she was a seamstress and everything like this. We've also had someone, they brought in a boat, you know, there's two carports at the place. It was during the summertime. And people would go out, you know, walk out of the funeral home and see the boat. It's not a yacht.
Right.
It's just, you know, a normal-sized boat.
That's cool, though.
You know what, too, though? They were talking about the celebration of life. They offer, funeral homes now offer easels, and people bring in picture boards.
Oh, yeah.
They make DVDs for them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that much. It's like $100. It's like $1 a picture. And they can make pictures, and it comes with music and things like that.
That's a must, I feel like. I love the pictures, especially if maybe I didn't, at a wake, I didn't know the person that well, or it's a friend's father or mother. It's so great to see old pictures of them all together. So, wait, Gary, you run a funeral home in Chicago?
I don't run. I worked for one.
Okay.
I'm working for Caring Cremations now in Chicago. But, you know what? We had a Cubs fan once, too. And all the pallbearers, you know, besides wearing the pallbearer gloves, wore Cub hats. It's just a nice little touch.
Nice little touch
that people could do. Yeah, and
well, Gary,
things like that.
Thanks for those examples. I appreciate it. That's kind of what I was wondering, and that must be a trend. And I applaud it as long as it's done in a way that still lets family members grieve how they might need to grieve, so it's not only about the person who passed and their wishes. That was Gary, another funeral worker calling. You know, your money matters. I've always said this, the number one show for funeral directors and workers in Chicagoland and Wisconsin. Because we had two call in. I bet there's another one out there. If you run a funeral home and you listen to Your Money Matters, I know you're our key demo. Give us a call.